The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle, as the voice of one crying in the wilderness of formality and carnality and moral corruption to turn the Church of Jesus Christ back to true repentance and to divine favor and to prepare a people for the coming of our Lord. And I pray that the Lord would give you ears to hear this true prophetic message sent in Holy Ghost anointing. We continue on the message today, true repentance. And today we're going to preach on God's love and why true repentance is a manifestation of God's love. And to prove it, we begin with a scripture found in Romans 2 and verse 4. The Holy Ghost cried out, despiseth thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? See, the scripture here asks the question that don't men understand that it is the goodness or the love of God that leads them to repentance? See, most preachers today and most Christians do not understand when they teach eternal life or salvation and acceptance of Jesus Christ, what they call the born-again message and so forth. They don't even understand what the love of God is all about. See, it's the love of God or the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. That is a turning away and a forsaking and giving up of their sins to lead them to divine favor. And that is life eternal. That is the love of God. God's love ever leads men to repentance because, as God has said in another scripture in Isaiah 59 and 2, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, and he will not hear you. Again, the scripture of old, God cried out in Ezekiel 18 and verse 4, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Again, we read from the wise writer of the Proverbs in Proverbs 14 and 9, fools make a mock at sin. And I'll tell you, among the so-called Christian culture today, there is a mockery of sin. As people toy around with sin and play around with sin and use excuses to continue in sin. But the Bible tells us plainly in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. And most preachers and most Christians do not, that are out here teaching others, don't even have the knowledge of God to tell people, the listeners, that God demands for them to repent. That means quit your sinning or you're going to hell. The great prophet again cried out in Ezekiel 18 and verse 30. God says, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions so iniquity will not be your ruin. He says, continuing, make you a new heart and a new spirit, for why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live, saith the Lord. Turn away from your sins, in other words, God says, so you can have eternal life. For I don't have any pleasure in the death of him that dieth in his sins. And be sure your sins will find you out. God has warned great and small. When a person repents, God puts our sins under the blood of Jesus, and he covers us from his wrath that's to be revealed in the great day of judgment. But ladies and gentlemen, we must remember that all of this is conditional upon our turning away from our old sinful life with our old perverted appetites of the flesh and our old sinful habits in true repentance. Romans 5:8-9. God hath manifested his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, being much more then, as we are sanctified or redeemed by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. This is the love of God that is manifested. Also in Titus, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 3, the Holy Spirit says, for we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. See, that's a characterization of the old nature that we were born with, the old man we used to be, the old sinner we were before we were saved. But then it says, after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Not the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. See, when we come to God, we can only repent of those sins. We have no righteousness of our own. But the very moment we repent and receive Christ, then we receive a different nature, a new divine nature. We have divine favor. We become a son of God. And immediately, the Bible tells us that we become the practitioner of the good works that the Holy Spirit is operative in our lives to perform to the glory of Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, it's through conviction of the Holy Ghost that a sinner is led to repentance, or there is no way to God. The scripture says in Genesis 6:3, God warns, my spirit shall not always strive with man. The great apostle Paul enlarged upon this in 1 Corinthians 12:3. He says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And this is Holy Ghost conviction of sin, that is the love of God that leads a sinful man or woman, boy or girl, to repentance. And in John 6:44, Jesus warned, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Jesus foretold his disciples on an occasion in John the 16th chapter and verse 8, he said, when the Holy Ghost is come, he will reprove, that means convict the world, of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And that is, it is the Holy Ghost conviction that leads men to true repentance in a manifestation of the love of God. And that love of God is to keep a man or woman or a son or daughter out of hell. And it's only through true repentance that we can turn away from those sins that will draw us into that severe judgment of God and hear his words when he tells that sinner, that one who hasn't repented and lived a repented life, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The scripture tells us that Holy Ghost conviction is absolutely a vital necessity for a sinner to be brought to God. In 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. Worketh repentance, and that is the goodness of God, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. The apostles' doctrine was, is found in many places in the book of Acts, but in Acts the 20th chapter in verse 31, the scripture says that Paul testified both to Jews and Greeks repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. First, a sinner repents to God the Father, and then in faith he turns to Jesus Christ, his Son, and asks for eternal life and receives it because he is turned away from his sins. Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman, John 15:1. And also in 1 John 3:5, the Bible said he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him there is no sin. And if we are in Christ, there can be no sin in us. Well, let's continue. Jesus gave his disciples this commission. And this is a great commission that's to all ministers and all witnesses for Christ. In Luke 24:47, he says, repentance and remission of sins must be preached in my name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. What is the message that every believer, that every witness for Christ, that every preacher must preach to lead people into God's love, to lead them out of that path that's carrying them to hell, that brings them into divine favor. It is repentance for the remission of sins. Why isn't repentance preached today on radio, TV, in the pulpit of our land? The answer is because true repentance is too all-embracing in terms of unconditionally surrendering to God in Christ. It includes believing, trusting, receiving, but also first giving up our selfishness, our egotism, our sin, our fleshly lust, and pleasures of this world. And we must make restitution for our past crooked ways. And this is an all-embracing miracle of God's grace. The first message of this age of grace was by John the Baptist in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, it's recorded. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, and bring forth therefore fruits that's worthy of repentance. That was also the message of Jesus Christ, the first message of the New Testament, of the dispensation of grace. Mark 1:15, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. In the great revival at Ephesus, that's recorded in Acts, the 19th chapter, in the life of the Apostle Paul, the scripture says that Paul, as Paul preached, many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found them to be worth 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Praise God for old-fashioned repentance. These are the fruits of true repentance. See, they took their old garbage, their old literature out and burned it. They got rid of all of their old lifestyle that was perverted, and they had to give up all of their perverted appetites and all the fleshly lust. They truly repented because the word of God grew mightily and prevailed, and those fruits of repentance were manifest everywhere. And as John the Baptist demanded, don't tell me you repented, but show me repented. You repented, and that is the demand that should be from the lips of every true man of God. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, may everyone be caught in the grip and power of this divine message from God's word. And we pray that you'll help them to repent and bring forth those fruit of repentance that will show their neighbors, their family, their friends, and all that they come in contact with, the fruit of repentance that they have turned from sin to eternal life through Jesus Christ. This is the love of God that ever leads men into that divine favor and eternal life. May it become, dear Lord, may this message become a matter of great ponderings among those, dear Lord, that it seems strange to, and turn them, we pray, to the whole truth. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have this message in print. We'd be glad to mail it to you upon your request. And also our monthly magazine, The Word of Prophecy, with the end time revelations of the Holy Ghost and these end time messages from the Word of God. We'll mail it to you monthly or as God provides without cost or obligation. By the way, we have the Bible School of Prophecy in Jacksonville, and we can mail you the Bible School course from our school in Jacksonville by your request, at least lessons 1 and 2, free upon your request for your study and inspection. And then you can continue studying the Bible at home for 2 years to learn the Word of God, the truth, and the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Be sure to write me this week. And also remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's by your support we can continue this broadcast with a portion of your tithe and offerings. Be sure to send that fellowship offering this week or in the next few days. May God grip your hearts now in this message with his power and persuasion until the next broadcast. It's our prayer for every one of you.